Ted Foley's here from Foley's Tree Service, Foley's Forest Products, Foley's Crane Rental Service as well. And Ted is a busy man. Morning, Ted.
Good morning, Jeff.
I sometimes wonder where you get the time to sit and hang out here in a radio studio for a half an hour once a month.
Well, you know, I'm always here last minute.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty much running out the door to get going on my day. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it's the time of the season for us. And it, in the winter, when you're kind of sitting and not as busy, it's like, all right, you know, and then it kind of makes up for it.
Thank goodness we haven't had a lot of storms, or you have to put basically everything on hold and take care of storm damage. Hadn't seen a whole lot of that this year. So how has the workflow been this summer? Have you been a chance to catch up a bit? Because the last few years, it's been crazy.
Yeah, you know, workflow's been different. In the sense that it's like not the urgency of getting work done is not out there. The the clients that have been waiting a long time, we're not getting as many, hey, when are you going to get here? Because we just haven't had those pop-up storms that do just tend to delay our schedule and kind of add some hecticness to our load. So yeah, no, it's been a really nice summer, actually. You know, there's not been a ton of overtime for the guys, which is nice for them.
Yeah.
In general. So yeah, we've just been kind of going through the motions and just doing what we do. And you know, we only had one storm. And with, you know, the size of the company, and we run 8 to 10 crews every day. So you have a kind of a small to medium sized storm and you can clean it up so quickly. It's not really, it really affects you all that much. It doesn't really back your workload up weeks because, you know, you have one crew there for 3 to 5 days and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, it's been a good year for us. We've been able to continually gain our workload. You know, I was just telling Tim out there, you know, we want two things. Of course, to have a good amount of work, we want to get to our clients as quickly as we can. But at the same time, we also want to be gaining a workload all winter or all summer long so that we can work in the winter. So a lot of people think that we don't work in the winter because of the type of the work that we do, but we actually try to work all winter long. The reason, number one, client properties, we can mobilize and go wherever we want on a client property and not really create turf damage, which is nice. But number two, in order to keep good quality people, you need to keep people working.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, starting in December or January, I can't tell my crews that, hey, see you in May, because I'd only see half of them return. And so, again, it's just that fine line. You're trying to gain that workload. You want to keep everybody happy. But at the same time, you want to have a big enough backlog that you hit December 1st and you already have a good couple months of work lined up to where then you're going to pick up stuff in the winter, and we will get new call leads coming in the winter, but nothing like the summer. And then that usually gets us into that March area, and then spring breakup comes and, you know, you do lay some guys off for maybe 4 or 5 weeks and then get back at it.
Good. I listen to radio differently because I work in the business. You probably look at the tree care business in differently because you're in the business. And sometimes when I get close to some of our clients, I like to think we're friends, not just a business relationship here. But I pay attention to other tree services, believe it or not. And I look through the pages of the paper that I get once a week, and I'm seeing some new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing new words in some of these ads of some people that are getting into this business. I'm seeing the word arborist more. Ted, I think you have set a bar very high in this business, in this state, and especially the northern half of the state. And I think others are looking and they're saying, well, if he's that busy, I'm going to get into this business here. There's got to be some more business out there.
Right.
And if I'm going to be as good as Ted, I better put some of the same kind of things on my staff that Ted has. I'm seeing that word arborist more often.
Right, but keep in mind, arborist is a very general term.
That's what I was going to get at. What does that exactly mean? Because you are one, but not all are created equal like anything else.
Well, there's only three companies in the entire Northwoods that have a certified arborist.
Okay.
So you can say you're an arborist. Yes, you work on trees.
Right.
That doesn't mean you're a certified arborist.
That's the difference.
Far from it.
Okay.
So, you know, it's one of those things. If people are like, it's important to have a certified arborist, well, then seek a certified arborist.
Yeah.
Because we are the ones that are trained in everything that we do, from safety to, you know, how trees should be maintained. I mean, generally, literally everything. There's like 18 different areas of arboriculture that we need to look at when we need to become certified to be a certified arborist. So, yes, there is the certified arborist side of things, and then there's just, I'm an arborist, I work on trees.
Right.
So, you know, those are the differences that we need to understand, that when people are searching for a certified arborist to come out and look at whatever they have going on, that you're looking for that certified and even a number. Like, we, in order to advertise a certified arborist, we have to even show our number, like my certification number.
Okay.
For my credential.
Okay.
So that you can actually look that up, so that somebody's not just false advertising a certified arborist. You could actually punch in my number and it'll go to the Wisconsin Arborist Association and show my certification.
I've actually been sitting on this for about 3 weeks, since right after the last time. That's when I started noticing that word, and I thought, I got to remember to talk to Ted about this, because I'll bet there's a difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. We actually have four certified arborists on staff now, which is great. And again, throughout the entire Northwoods, north of Wausau, there's a company here, a company in Conover, and one in Rhinelander. That have certified arborists, and that's really it. It's a great thing. So why do you go to certified arborists? Again, because we're trained in all of these things.
Right.
We have to go to classes to keep up on CEUs, to make sure that we're up on the most up-to-date things in arboriculture that we should know. So it's not just you take a test 8 years ago or whatever it is and now you have a certification. In order to keep that certification, every 3 years you have to have a certain amount of credits proving that you are continuing to advance yourself in our industry.
How about trends? In recent years, there have been trends with different types of bugs that are out there ruining our trees, different types of fungus and all that kind of stuff. Are any trends developing right now, or is it pretty much all the same stuff? Anything that we got to look out for down the road?
Oh, trends, yeah. I mean, there is, of course, a spruce budworm. That is definitely hitting certain areas of our service area. It's not good. We don't know if it's going to be done this year or not. It's a 50-year cycle. It's supposed to be around for 10 years regionally. It popped up in Marinette County in 2011, so we were hoping that we were going to be within that region. Unfortunately, it's continuing on, so we don't know how long we're going to have it for. But you go to certain areas of the Northwoods, several balsam firs dead, thousands of balsam firs dead, spruce trees dead, hemlock, tamarack. So
all from that bug.
All from that bug, yeah. Hmm. So they might even be out now not feeding, or else it's going to be soon. And they overwinter like in cracks of the bark of the trees, and then they burrow into the bud as soon as it starts to crack in the spring, and then they eat all of the needles out of that, and it eventually stresses the tree so much that the tree just gives up.
Okay.
That's one of the main things. Of course, oak wilt disease, we're seeing lots of that. I've been called to a lot of oak wilt cases lately. We're coming up to where we can actually start working on oak trees. So that's going to be starting here in October, where we can start pruning oak trees again and doing what we need to do there for clearance prunes or deadwooding or whatever it may be.
How about pruning right now? Is it okay to get out there and get some things pruned up before wintertime?
Definitely. Still we're a little hesitant on elm and oak for pruning right now. But besides those, yeah, everything else is just fine.
And as we talked last time you were here about the drought conditions and how it affects our trees, there's nothing we can do about it, generally speaking. Not a lot of us can just water the entire lawn all day to get those trees what they need. But hopefully they're going to make it through the winter. Since they were so stressed here this summertime, do we have to do anything precautionary to take care of them so they're good for the winter and come back strong in spring? Anything we can do?
The only thing is still water.
Okay.
If you can continue to somehow water those trees all the way literally up until freeze-up. The trees, it's an unknown thing. A lot of trees, they actually have approximately 30% photosynthesis happening through their bark. So even when they lose their leaves, they still have some photosynthesis happening, still making energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on is that is still happening in roots of trees actually grow in the winter. There's only so much of a frost line. That's ideally why you mulch a tree, because you have an insulation area and ideally you get snow. You have insulation there. So roots continue to grow even in the winter. So you do want to have adequate moisture to specific important trees all the way up until freeze up. And that will help the trees get through winter and come out better in the spring.
Fingers crossed we don't have to go through this again next summer. We get a little bit more water. And firewood season is definitely here. And In fact, somebody just said yesterday, I wish I could start a fire. It's a little chilly in here. I don't want to turn on my furnace just yet.
Yeah.
So, tell us about firewood and the situation there.
Yeah, actually I had fires, little fires the last two nights. Of course, the kids enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, firewood, it's cranking, lots of deliveries going out, people coming in, picking up. So we're, on average producing ideally in that 75 face cord a week as far as what's cut, split, and dried, and ready to be delivered. So You know, anybody out there that needs firewood, being a half face cord or 12 face cord, whatever it may be, we do have the volume to be able to get the stuff out. We did build a pretty good size warehouse here this past winter. So finally, we have the ability to have firewood on hand, where basically we don't need to wait until that kiln cycle is done for firewood to be available. Now we have firewood on hand that's stored on concrete with a roof over the top of it so it stays dry. And we're much more available to get deliveries out sooner. Like years past, it was sometimes 6 or so weeks until we'd be able to get a delivery out, where now we can generally get stuff out within a week or so.
If people call you today, they're looking at a week to get the firewood delivered.
Yep, roughly.
Okay. Yep. And so, keep that in mind, just day-to-day here. We are just about out of time here this morning. Ted, I don't want to cut you short. I apologize. We ran a little long with Wendell, but that is what it is. And yep. We're going to just make the best of this. If I have to skip something here, I will. But I don't want to shortchange you here. We talked about the firewood. We talked about our trees. We talked about the bugs. What else?
Legacy trees, planting trees.
Legacies, yes.
Great time to plant. You know, there's always, what is best? Is spring best? Is fall best? What is best? And fall is a great time to plant trees. So,
now, why is that? It seems like you would want them to have a nice full growing season as they get into the ground, but not necessarily so.
Well, a lot of times, you know, trees, they can have winter stress, right? Well, we would rather have the trees in the ground just because they have a little bit more protection than in the spring when you might either ball and burlap them out, or they were, you know, winterized, maybe a little bit out of the ground in containers or whatever they may be. So they're just going to have some damage to them.
Okay.
So if we can get them in the ground in the fall, it's just better. I like it because you have moisture. There's cooler temperatures now. As soon as that moisture starts to melt in the spring, that tree is already grabbing some of that moisture that's coming down into the soil. Roots are able to start growing. So fall is a great time for planting trees. We have a lot of trees still on hand. A lot of trees are going out to be planted. But if anybody's interested in tree planting, let us know. And we'd be happy to come out and do a consult and figure out what you may need.
Yeah, there's a right and wrong way to do it.
There is. Legacy Tree, you can go on our website and get some information on Legacy Tree. It is the right way, and it's an awesome way. And it's the way that we have confidence in planting trees, and it's really great. 5-year guarantee that comes with these trees. We maintain those trees for 5 years. That all comes with the package price of the purchase.
Well, you know, people come to the Northwoods because it's the woods.
Yes.
And there's a lot of trees in the woods.
Yes.
And so I think we're lucky up north to have a company and a guy like you looking out for the trees around here.
Yeah, and it's great. You know, we do have a lot of trees. And if we were in a more urban area down south, we'd probably sell more trees because there's not as many trees.
Right? Exactly.
Up here, it's a little harder sale because there are so many trees, but there are still the clients that either want more or maybe they bought a property and it just doesn't have enough for what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still ways to put good trees on your property for literally generations.
And what's the website?
Foley's Tree Service.com.
That's pretty easy, and everything else would be available right there too.
Correct.
Good deal, Ted. Thank you very much, and I think we'll see you at least one more time next month.
At least one or two more. Yeah.
Okay. Good deal, Ted Foley, Foley's Tree Service, Foley's Forest Products, and of course Peterson Tree Service up north, and Foley's Crane Service too. How's that crane business going?
Really,
really busy too.
Every day it's out.
Good deal, Ted. Thank you very much.